Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message. What is the message of the Lord? By Father Anthony Uchi. Today is Monday of the 30th week in ordinary time. First reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 12 to 17. Our psalm for today is Psalm 68. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 10 to 17. The psalmist of today's reading says, "Let God arise, let his foes be scattered," and that reminds me of a childhood chorus. It goes thus, "Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise in our families. Let God arise in our offices. Let God arise in our homes. Let God arise. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise." Yes, we pray that the Lord will arise in our world today. The Lord will arise to help us overcome the menace of COVID-19. Yes, I believe that the Lord will come to end the confusion and the menace of COVID-19. I believe that the Lord will surely arise to save us. The psalmist also says, "Let God arise, let those who hate him flee before him. But the just shall rejoice in the presence of the Lord." And so it was for the woman in today's gospel reading. The woman who had been under the bondage of an evil spirit for 18 years was instantly rid of her infirmities when Jesus arose in the synagogue. In the face of hypocrites, enemies of progress, and those under the bondage of the law, Jesus not only defended her birthright as a daughter of Abraham, he also neutralized the evil spirit in her and reinfused in her the healing spirit. And at once she straightened up and glorified the Lord. Thus, no one has the power to block your reception of joy and happiness when the Lord arises in your life and family. However, they can delay your progress. They can delay your progress for 18 years, like it was the case for the woman in today's gospel reading, but they cannot take possession of your hour of glory, your hour of joy, your hour of renewal is your possession, is your gift as an adopted child of the Most High. For the spirit in us, as St. Paul notes in today's first reading, is not the spirit of fear or anxiety, worry, hopelessness. It is the Abba, Father spirit. That is, the spirit who defends and secures our rights as children of the Most High. The psalmist adds that the Spirit of the Lord defends the widow. He gives the lonely a home to live in. He leads prisoners forth into freedom. Therefore, my brother, my sister, the Spirit of the Lord is built to save us regardless of the attacks against us. Yes, regardless of the way you are, the Spirit is built to save you, save me, save us. Let us confess our sins today, because an unspiritual life, says St. Paul in today's first reading, might not encounter the healing and saving power of the Spirit of the Lord. St. Paul says, if we live in that way, that is the way of the unspiritual, then we are doomed to die. But if by the Spirit we put an end to the misdeeds of the body, we will live. The woman in today's gospel chose to live. Hence, she waited for the Lord in the synagogue. Bartimaeus chose to see again. Hence, he waited for the Lord in the streets of Jericho. Zacchaeus chose to be renewed and to be sanctified. Hence, he waited for Jesus on a sycamore tree. What have we decided to do? Since we have chosen and decided to have life and peace that never ends, then let us be open to and obey the Spirit of life. Let us ask the Lord today to consecrate us in the truth. Let us ask Him to repossess us and ask Him to rise in our life to save us from the bondage of sin. May the Lord in His infinite mercy grant us His saving help. May He grant us His blessings this week and shield us from all harm. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let God arise and His enemies be scattered. Let God arise and His enemies be scattered. Let God arise and His enemies be scattered. Let God arise.